what are your impressions of Blaine Gabbert?
Talented guy. Got a lot of good tools. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm. Young guy forced into the mix early. How much better can he get?
You know, since we haven't been able to talk ball with him, I think you can. There's some consistencies that with his release, his mechanics, things like that, that are going to improve over time. And then I think the inexperience, you know, with his age, this will be his third system. So it's kind of you want to settle him down a little bit and get him in a groove. So I'm what you hope is that his maturity level improves, which it's going to do with age. I think this would be his draft class. If he was a fifth-year senior coming out of college, this would be his draft class. So where would he be taken in this year's draft if he was coming out? Be the number one pick, probably, I think. So we'd get the number one pick. You know, we have the number one pick here available with us. So, I think there's a lot. I think everything is on the upside with him. I'll put it to you like that.
But the bar has been set high because of the play of these quarterbacks that have been coming out lately. I mean, when you look at this past year, what Wilson and Luck and RG3 were able to do in their first year, it almost makes, I don't know, I know fans, but I wonder if it makes organizations impatient as well.
You know, it's such a, that's a difficult position to play.
Yeah.
And I think what's really helped out in the past few years, or minimized how hard it really is the success of some really good players. Young guys that are just now coming into the league and playing as rookies and playing well. You know, when Peyton was coming out, he didn't play well as a rookie. Eli didn't play particularly well as a rookie. Brady didn't play as a rookie. Favre didn't play as a rookie. So the advancement of what's happening in college and how it's translating over the NFL, there's a lot more consistencies in the game. So, yeah, do you want him to come in right now and play? But the question you asked me is, can he get better? Yeah, he's going to get better. He's going to be a better player next week than he was this week, and it's going to continue to grow like that. It's a process. As guys grow, mature, they're going to get better. They'll get more consistent physically. They'll be able to think about the game better, and they're going to improve, and Blaine's going to improve, as will Chad.
You haven't had a lot of football discuss. You can't talk football with him, but
no, I got more rules than NCAA, man. That's CBD something.
Is there concern when you see a guy like this, though, 2 years in, and especially that rookie season that might have been damaged a little bit from that rookie
season?
You
know, you guys got a skewed view, and the fans. I don't. I turn the film on, and I look at a guy who I think is talented, physically talented. I don't know his thought process on the field. I don't know his shortcomings. I don't know all those things. I talk to him. I like him. I think he's a good guy. I talk to Chad. Chad's a good guy. So I like those guys. So I don't have any. There's nothing in my computer right now that tells me this guy can't do it. So we'll create competition at the quarterback position, and the best guy's going to play, whether he's here with us or not. So I've got a good view of the guy. I think great guys, great kids, and good players. You know.
Why do you think these young kids are coming in so ready to play right away?
Well, it's happened. It goes all the way back to high school.
Yeah.
You're getting kids out of high school that are more apt to play in college quicker and be more effective. And it's the 7-on-7 leagues. Guys throwing the football, more camps, more individualized instruction. The training's better at a younger age. Mm-hmm. And so those guys, they got more access. NFL Network, you guys, ESPN, they've got more access to study more stuff, whereas 10, 15 years ago, none of that existed. The social media is allowing them to go in and see some, create their own videos. They can create their own training videos now. I mean, it's amazing, really. It's pretty good, yeah.
What did you do the last year?
Aggravated my wife a bunch. But it was pretty good. Yeah, it was good. Got a chance to see my kids that I hadn't, you know, that's stuff that you miss out on. Got one that plays minor league baseball, and so I got a chance to watch him play a bunch of games, and then another one plays in a Division II of football, in Division II, so I got a chance to watch him, go to a bunch of his games. Hadn't been any – I mean, only college – I never sat in the stands at a college game. I never have. So I had to figure out how to park and then where to get tickets from and go to Will. I just never did it before, so it's kind of weird. But a lot more family time, yeah. And then, you know, I like to say I sharpened my blade, got a chance to study some trends, study some guys, take a look at some things that are, you know, taking place across the landscape in college and also in the NFL.
Sounds like a fun year. Why did you want to get back in? You obviously had some vision that you were going to get.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I do. I mean, no, I can't. I'll do this. My dad was a high school coach. I grew up in a locker room. This is what I do. I couldn't do what you guys do. I mean, y'all can't do what you do. Exactly. Half of you guys are bad too. So I mean, it just works out that way. They just don't fire y'all as fast. But me doing this gets me, you know, this is a safe haven for me. I mean, this is a comfort zone for me. A locker room, offices. Gus asked me anything. I said, I got a TV and I got a computer. I'm good to go. And that's all I need, you know.
You had been a high school and college coach your whole career, but did you always aspire to be in the NFL at some point?
No, I could go coach at Jacksonville Junior High today and be happy. You know, I just like teaching, coaching, developing guys, seeing them at point A and then getting them over here to this side and watching how happy they are when they're successful. You know, success is not, you know, some people measure success in wins and losses. And I go back, Webster has a definition of success as the achievement of something attempted. So you can, no matter what talent level you have, you can have success every day in life on multiple occasions, just trying to do something. And to see the joy that comes out of somebody, whether they're in the NFL or in junior high, it doesn't matter. I think that's where as coaches, that's what you do. That's what you strive to create that partnership with somebody. You know, if Blaine or Chad, if we part ways and the only relationship we have is a coach-player relationship, then I failed. You know, we should develop a relationship that would allow us to grow, not only on the field professionally, but also as, personally.
You say you like to coach, but that college to NFL, will you coach differently? Do you have to coach?
I don't think so. I think it's a relationship business. The X's and O's, there's nothing really that's drastic there. And then, Blaine's 23. I've coached 23-year-olds before. But, you know, it's no different. So I don't think there's going to be any – I don't see a change. I'm 54. I ain't changing much. You know, I mean, it's just kind of like what it is, you know. And I got to figure out why a 23-year-old or a 25-year-old wants to spend time talking to me. I mean, what does he want to talk to me about? So we got to create a personalized atmosphere where we feel comfortable with each other, all of us do.